you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home, meditation for ordinary people with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or just go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about the classes, meditation, stress relief, coaching, neurofeedback, all that good stuff. Today I wanted to talk about the amazing Vietnamese Buddhist monk and teacher Thich Nhat Hanh. You may or may not have heard of. He just celebrated his 90th birthday and resides at the Plum Village Monastery in France. And he's written many, many books, but there's a lovely little book called No Mud, No Lotus. And in this book, he explores the interdependence of both the negative and the positive, as without one, there really is no other. So he says, to grow a lotus, you need to have mud. The mud doesn't smell so good, but the lotus flower smells very good. If you don't have mud, the lotus doesn't manifest. He goes on to explain that both suffering and happiness are of an organic nature, which means they're both transitory, they're always changing, and they're interdependent. The flower, when it wilts, becomes compost, and the compost can again help grow a flower. Happiness is also organic and impermanent by nature. It can become suffering, and suffering can become happiness again. It is possible to get stuck in the mud of life, and it can feel like despair. And when you're overwhelmed by despair, all you can see is suffering everywhere you look. The hardest thing to practice is not allowing yourself to be overwhelmed by despair. But we must remember that suffering is a kind of mud that we need in order to generate joy and happiness. Without suffering, there is no happiness. We have to learn how to embrace and cradle our own suffering with a lot of tenderness. If you know how to make good use of the mud, you can grow beautiful lotuses. And if you know how to make good use of suffering, you can produce happiness. We do need some suffering to make happiness possible. And most of us have enough suffering inside and around us to be able to do that. We don't need to create more. When we practice meditation, we're constantly moving between being peaceful in the moment and being drawn into the busyness of our mind. Our minds tend to move toward problems and thinking about how to solve them, or regrets that we can't resolve. Every time we catch ourselves in the act of thinking, we can move gently back toward the present moment by focusing on our breath and the sensations of the body. We can begin to experience the very nature of transience and impermanence when we're meditating. And we can see that the condition of our mind to wander and worry are just one side of our experience. This is why meditation is such a warm-hearted practice, because we can learn to gently return to our breath and our body and the moment, where there's this simplicity and we can learn to let go. One of my favorite analogies that Thich Nhat Hanh uses is this idea of a cloud inside every flower. He says if you look deeply into a flower, you can see that a flower is made of a cloud. If there's no cloud, there's no rain, and no flower can grow. It's a way of looking at life as a mix of clouds and rain and sunshine that grow the seeds we have planted in our lives. Sometimes the path is difficult and sometimes it's easy, but all the time the experiences are transient and interdependent. It can be a relief to know that even if something we're going through is difficult in the moment, its nature is impermanent. The sun will come out and ease will come our way. Meditation is the practice of watching, waiting with patience, and trusting the very nature of life. So now let's sit down and find a comfortable position so we can start our meditation practice. You can sit in a chair and put a cushion behind your back and be comfortable. Let your back rest against the back of the chair and your feet on the floor without crossing your legs. Or if you like sitting on the floor, just sit on a cushion so your hips are propped up a little bit higher than your knees. And this will allow your back to relax and lengthen. Let your hands rest in your lap and begin with three deep breaths in through the nose and out slowly through the mouth. Let's do two more of those, inhaling deeply and blowing out nice and slow. One last inhale through the nose and long, slow exhale through the mouth. And right away we can see the interdependence between the inhale and the exhale. Without one, we wouldn't have the other. Let yourself really settle into the space, the chair, the room you're in, listening to all the sounds around you. Turn your attention towards your breath and really notice the breath going in and out at the end of the nostrils. Notice the temperature of the air as it comes in, and the warmth as it goes back out. Every action in your meditation practice has an interdependence: the moment before, the moment that's happening, and the moment that comes after. Each inhale connected to an exhale, and circling back to an inhale again. And if the mind is really distracted and busy today, all you have to do is silently label your breaths by saying breathing in and breathing out as you observe the breath going in and out of the nose. We can also go deeper into the body and the awareness of our body sensations as we're sitting. First, starting at the feet and noticing how your feet feel. And then moving up into your ankles, your shins, and your calves. Noticing the difference between the outside of the legs and the inside, the bones and the muscles and the skin. Moving up into your knees and your thighs. Really feeling the long bones and the muscles and the way they wrap around the legs, and let them be heavy and soft. Move into your hips, into the floor of the pelvis, the low belly, and the low back, allowing the softness and the warmth of the inside to melt out towards the outside of the skin. Sensing your ribs and the movement as you breathe, the sides of the body and the middle back. And really let your back be supported by whatever's behind you or sitting up tall and letting the bones support you. Let your heart rise and soften. Become aware of your armpits and your shoulder blades tucking into your back. Letting your collarbones spread wide. And your shoulders slide down to the elbows, wrists, and fingers. Noticing the temperature and the sensation on your hands. Lower your chin just slightly so the back of your neck lengthens towards the crown of your head, and make space between your teeth, softening your jaw. And let your eyes roll down. Your face soften and become aware of your hair and your scalp and the crown of your head moving towards the sky. And anytime you become distracted with thoughts or sounds around you, just come back to body sensations, temperature, the feeling of the breath, just to anchor you back into the present moment. And I'll check back in with you in just a few minutes. Thank you. Notice where your mind has gone, if you're distracted, and very gently, warm-heartedly, cradle your attention back to the present by reconnecting with the breath and the body sensations. And you might even silently say to yourself, "Here, I'm here." As you keep letting go of the distractions and returning back to the place of presence. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People. Today, we're exploring the interdependence between being distracted and being present, being stuck in thoughts and letting go into the freedom of the present moment, following our breath and staying connected to the body.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling. Notice your state of mind. Reassuring yourself that there's two sides at the very least to every experience. Without the suffering, there's no happiness. Without the mud, there's no lotus. Really trusting that you can get through each experience because there's another experience coming right behind it. Allow your breath to come into the base of your spine, and as you inhale, breathe up your back. And exhale down the front of the body. We'll do this two more times, breathing up the back and down the front. As a gesture of sealing in that awareness that this present moment is really filled with ease, with the opportunity to let go and allow yourself just to be. You've been listening to Laguna's only FM KX93.5, and this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information, or give us a call at 949-415-6718. You can also go on kx935.com and look at all the Om at Home podcasts. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today, and I wish you peace along your way.